I was really surprised because I'd only seen my version of the film, and I hadn't seen Morgan Freeman or Taylor Leone and Vanessa Redgrave or the astronauts. So I didn't know what their part of the scene was going to look like. So I was very, you know, surprised, and I was really excited about it.
Were there many cut scenes? Did they cut many scenes?
Yeah, there were some.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
There was originally, it was a 3-hour film that was shot. That they had 3 hours on film that they had edited down already. They had to turn it into a 2-hour film. So there were many scenes from Vanessa Redgrave, from the astronauts, from everybody that was cut. So a lot of scenes were gone, but I mean they had to come up with the end product, and if that's the way they have to do it to get to that, then it's fine.
Anything you were unhappy about that cut of yours?
There was one scene that was nice because you got to know the characters a little more, see their relationship develop a little bit in the middle. But I was sort of a little bit sad about that. But then, you know, I saw the movie and it looked really good, so.
That was with Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship development.
Mm-hmm.
What about
the school?
No, there was a scene where he says, "So, you know, how do you want to die? You know, you want to die like this or you want to die like that?" And I tell him, you know, I don't want to talk about this, you know, because there's all these things that I want to do, and I don't want to think about dying because, you know, I want to go here and I want to go there and I want to do this and I want to do that, and I don't want to talk about death and dying. And then, like, he sort of starts to get romantic. But, I mean, they came up with the end product, so it's good.
Has developing this character changed your personal perspective on death and major decision-making?
Probably. I don't know if I know if it has changed or not. It probably has. I probably don't know it, though.
Because mm-hmm. In that one scene, you have to go through very intense emotions where you're with your parents, and mm-hmm. you're making these, mm-hmm. where these decisions are being made, and that must have been
right.
difficult as an actress.
Which scene, the one on the freeway or the one on the bus?
On the freeway.
On the freeway. That scene was actually easier than the scene at the bus, just because there were 2,500 people, 2,000 cars, and we were all jam-packed onto the freeway. And that was the first scene that I actually shot with Elijah. And it was so hot, and everybody was so tired, and everybody really wanted to go to sleep. And they just wanted to get out of their cars, you know. And the sun was blazing down, so everybody was sort of on edge. And because of that, you sort of felt it, you know, in the air. And so then it was easier to react.
Mm-hmm. That was in Virginia?
In Manassas. Mm-hmm.
Do you like those action movies?
Yeah, I like action movies a lot. I like this film a lot because it is an action film, you know, with the comet hitting the Earth. But it's about the people just as much or more so than the comet.
In some ways, the kids behave more mature than the adults mm-hmm. in the situation. Do mm-hmm. you like that aspect of it?
Yeah, that's. I also like that because the adults, you know, they're faced with death, and they just want to be free, and they don't want any responsibility at all, and they just want to, you know, let themselves go. So inevitably, become children, and then the children want to grow up and experience life before they die. So they, in a way, become adults.
Is that always an aspect of the script?
That was always there. Yeah, that always really interested me.
Mm-hmm. Have you read either of the books that it's based on?
No, I hadn't, but Mimi made us rent a film called On the Beach
uh-huh.
for it, so I rented that.
I suppose that Morgan Freeman was not very present on the set, since no one...
I mean, it seems... with Morgan Freeman, I wasn't in any of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. But most of the scene is not with the actors.
Right. I would have loved to have worked with him, but I didn't get the opportunity. I actually met him yesterday for the first time. So I'm really happy about that. I said, you know, it was great working with you. So it's fun, though, to be, you know, in a film with all of these actors, but you sort of don't get to work with all of them.
Were you into astronomy at all before you started working on this film?
I wasn't really that much into astronomy. I'd always, you know, looked at the stars and thought they were beautiful, but there wasn't, you know, so much other thought about it besides that. But Paramount sent Elijah and I telescopes, which was really, really sweet of them. And so now I have that in the dining room, and I look up at the stars, you know, and the neighbors also.
Which are more interesting?
Sometimes.
Did you go directly from this film to the Kubrick film?
Actually, I did the Kubrick film before this. It was supposed to be for 2 weeks, and I was there for 2 months. And then after this, I did the Merchant Ivory film.
Is everyone involved with the Kubrick film pretty much sworn to secrecy about what it's about?
Everybody. You know, nothing.
Are you looking forward to being able to open your mouth?
I guess so. I mean, I talk about it with my mother. She was also, you know, sworn to secrecy. So we can talk with each other about it, which isn't so bad. I mean, I only got to read my part of the script. I didn't get to read, you know, the entire script at all. So I sort of don't know what happens. I'm just sort of, you know, waiting for it to come out to see what it is.
Does that feel frustrating or weird?
It started sometimes a little bit weird. Once I was in the hair and makeup room, and they were taking out these photos, looking at this woman. She had some eccentric hairdo done to her. And then, you know, they realized that I was in there, and they said, "Oh, no, we can't show you that photo." And they, like, hid it really quickly. I'm like, "What are you talking about? I'm in the movie. Why can't I see the photo? It doesn't matter." But they, so it's, everything's really secret.
How much of the film was that?
I was there for 2 weeks, and I was there for 2 months. Supposed to be there for 2 weeks.
So how much do you expect in, like,
I don't know.
15 minutes?
I have no idea what he's going to do.
So the film will be as much a surprise to you as to anyone else.
Exactly. I mean, I'm just waiting for it to happen. I'm just waiting.
I think that's the way Woody Allen is supposed to work, too, where you just get which scene you're in. That's interesting.
But he also shoots consecutively, which is very helpful.
Is it a thrill to work with Kubrick?
It was great to work with him. You know, I'd heard all these stories that he was going to be, you know, loud. And I was sort of a little bit intimidated. But then he was great. And he was very debonair, so sweet. He's obviously so intelligent. He's just such a great guy. You know, I thought he was going to be, you know, very, you know, Stanley Kubrick, but he was very quiet. He was just so charming. I really, really loved him.
How did you enjoy the English food?
The English food? They had a lot of custards at the end of the dessert, which I wasn't used to. But if I had to compare the food on the set with the food in the restaurants, the food in the restaurants was, I mean, it was delicious. It was so good. I don't know what's going on in London right now. London is booming or something. Everybody should go to London. It's really, really great.
Or work for John Travolta.
Hmm?
He has his own traiteur.
Trailer?
No, he has his own chef.
Oh, really?
Yes. He likes to eat well, so. And everyone else also.
And Jim Carrey has a chef for his iguana also.
Okay. So maybe you should work with Jim Carrey's iguana.
Maybe, why not?
Where's your home base when you're not working?
New York.
Mm-hmm. Are you from New York originally?
I was born in Roosevelt Hospital.
So you work with Cruise and Kidman?
I work with Tom. Right,
just
only with Tom.
Mm-hmm. Is he in all your scenes? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the soldiers died?
Mm-hmm.
Who were you?
I play the soldier's daughter, and Chris Christopherson plays my father, and Barbara Hershey plays my mother. Half of it takes place in Paris, and then the other half takes place in North Carolina. It's sort of the story of James Jones, the man that wrote From Here to Eternity. Mm-hmm. And originally there was a book written by Katie Jones, his daughter, which is who I play, and then it was turned into a screenplay by James Ivory and Ruth Pabra-Jabala. And they're sort of living in Paris, and he's an expatriate, and they feel sort of displaced. They feel a little too American, and then when they move to America, they feel like displaced Parisians. And it's basically a coming-of-age story that takes place in the 70s. I get to speak French for a part of it because she goes to French school, It wasn't, I mean, too difficult because my dad's French, so.
That's how you learn?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you speak French at home?
Half and half. English with my mother and French with my father, or sometimes, you know, whatever comes out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Nick Nolte in that?
He was supposed to be in it, but he was tied up doing, what was that? Thin Red Line.
Do you learn a lot as an actress just by seeing yourself? You know, I know when you're in theater, mm-hmm. you're not aware of the impact you're making, but mm-hmm. what's your reaction when you're able to watch what you've done on film?
You know, I really hate to watch what I've done on film. I mean, it's not something, you know, that I hate and you know, can't go and see myself, but I never go to the dailies, unless the director asks me to, but most of the time, they don't even want me to also, but I feel that when at least when I go and watch myself, I start to judge myself too much, and, you know, if I have to take a bite of this bagel in the scene, I'm going to notice, you know, maybe that, and then my pinky's up, and I'm taking a bite of my bagel, so then the next time in a scene I have to take a bite of a bagel, I'm going to be too conscious of my pinky, and it's not going to be so real. Probably, you know, just little things like that, that you sort of start to go through your mind when you watch yourself on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you must really rely on the director then,
mm-hmm.
saying that everything is okay.
Yeah.
Have you done much stage work?
I haven't done any stage work, no.
Mm-mm. Is it something that you'd like to try someday?
Yeah, I'd love to try stage work. I just saw a really, really good play called, The Beauty Queen of Lamar. Really, really fantastic.
Are you studying in between your film work?
Uh-huh, and during the film I have to have 3 hours of school every day. And then I go to school also, so studying is as much as I film, you know?
Mm-hmm. And what about acting classes?
I go to acting classes also. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I work with a woman called Lori Taylor Williams. She's really great. Sometimes I work with my father also. Long, long time ago, he was an actor in Rome. Because, you know, he was good looking and had blonde hair and could ride a horse. So he was in the spaghetti westerns and stuff. I don't think he was very good. Or he says, I've never seen a film with him so far. But he sort of helps me a lot because he knows me better than anybody. And when I'm doing my scenes, he can tell if I'm just the slightest bit false. So it's very helpful.
Mm-hmm. What made you decide to go into this field?
I wanted to be a painter or a writer. I really never wanted to be an actress. I mean, I didn't say, you know, never an actress, but it wasn't something that I thought about. And a casting director came to my school cafeteria, and she was on the board of trustees, and she was, you know, watching, you know, to see if there's anybody that she could, you know, interview for a film.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a letter sent home saying, you know, if your daughter would like to, you know, go out for this film, you know, please, you know, meet us at this address. And so on, switch place and whatever. And so my parents said, okay, you know, why not? We'll try. You know, you've been dealt this deck of cards, and if the deck of cards, you know, good deck of cards, then play your game. And if, you know, they're sort of okay, but you really want to keep playing the game, and we'll work on it. And if they're bad, then we'll throw the deck of cards away. So I just went for it. And I don't think I was very good in the audition because I didn't understand anything at all about acting, but I was really interested in it. I was really interested that, you know, you get to play another character and you get to, you know, learn a little bit about their lives, and you get to study their lives and sort of become them and then live all these different lives within your own. So I was really interested by that. And then I just kept on working with the coach a little bit, and I guess I got better.
See, that's you see this as a fairy tale or a nightmare?
Oh, I'd say more of a fairy tale than a nightmare. I mean, I hope it's a fairy tale. It'd be a nice thing, but what's a fairy tale if there's nothing bad, right?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But everything has been nice.
Everything has been great.
Mm-hmm. When did that happen?
The what?
The first
audition. When I was 11 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you went straight into movies from that.
Mm-hmm.
Which film was that?
It was TV films. I did a TV film called Reunion with Marlo Thompson, Peter Strauss. And I did a TV film called A Horse for Danny with Robert Urich. Then I did a TV series with Mark Harmon called Charlie Grace that was up against Friends, so it died right away. And then I did two episodes of a sitcom just to get a little bit of comedy in there. And then I did Jungle to Jungle, and then Eyes Wide Shut, and Deep Impact, and Soldiers Don't Never Cry.
Do you still want to write?
Yeah.
Or do you prefer acting?
I still want to do so many things. This is sort of like the funny question. I have so many things I want to do when I get older. Writing and painting only being one of them. And there's acting, there's directing, there's producing, there's writing and illustrating children's stories, there's architecture, there's designing, there's interior design, there's interior decorator, there's dress designer, clothing designer, anything designer, poet, potter, mother, and the last two things are real estate and the stock market. So, got a long list of things I need to do.
As director,
yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What are your plans academically in terms of college? Are you planning to juggle all of this through college?
Or? Yeah, I think I most definitely want to go to college. That's an experience you definitely have to have. Probably want to go to something that's near city or something that's. I visited Oxford when I was in London, and I really liked that campus. Columbia, because it's in New York, and God, I love New York. I'm in Princeton, because it's just a little away, and it's a really great campus.
Are you a West Sider? You mentioned Columbia as the campus of choice in the States.
I live on in the West Side in the 80s.
You don't need to say where specifically.
In the 80s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
More than specific enough.
Yeah. I love the West Side.
An easy place to love if you grow up there.
Yeah.
What's it like when you've been on one of these big films with so many people and it's such a huge production and to go back to your everyday life, is that a jarring adjustment when you go back and forth from movies to real life?
It's sort of really nice to have both because sometimes you're the center of attention. A lot of the times, you know, when you're shooting, there's always somebody, you know, playing with your hair or something. And then when you go back to school, it's really good because you feel so normal and, you know, your friends make fun of you or they say silly things like, oh, you know, really catch the ball. Oh, no, I'm sorry, you can't catch, you know, it might ruin your acting career. You know, they really kid me. It's really good.
Just the last question, sir.
You have a younger brother?
I do. I have a younger brother who's 9 and an older half-sister who's 29.
Either of them interested in that?
Well, Anushka is in, actually, she's in interior design, and she lives in Milan, and then my younger brother is a little bit interested, probably because, you know, I got a telescope from Paramount, sort of that thing, you know, I want all the presents too, that type of thing, but also, I think he's interested in it, but he probably needs just to grow up a little bit more, because, you know, he'd be like, you know, playing with everything. Not that I wasn't right now, but he'd be, you know, a little more frisky, and he's so much energy.
He's always 11.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.